Yeah, I watched that a long time ago, actually, when I was
That's
younger. Yeah, so that was pretty based.
Oh yeah, Hunger Games. Yeah,
Yeah,
I
Hunger Games is a
confused. Yeah,
twist
I know. Yeah,
on the
I confused
same
it.
phenomenon, but the interesting thing about Hunger Games is got this really fucked up elite that's so degenerate, and it's basically the people you see now in the BLM Antifa crowd that's tearing down the cities. That's the elite.
I've actually seen them, and I, for being a modern, and if you watch it through like the right kind of loop, I think it's pretty good. Like, it's interesting. It gets interesting takes, and it can like reflect the modern society, and also the resistance part kind of is cool in that. I wouldn't say it is a good movie, but it's interesting.
Yeah, but I'll tell you why it's gay. It's because it's pro-feminist crap in it that I really did not enjoy. Like, that was so over the top and unnecessary. Because a strong woman character, everyone remembers the Alien movies, for example. I didn't feel like those were over the top, and I haven't watched them in all the years. I probably won't rewatch them anytime soon. But looking back at it, I don't know. She was badass compared to whatever she is in this movie. The same goes for Linda Hamilton in Terminator. You know, she is badass in a female kind of way. You know, she's protective of her son. She does everything. She's become this, you know, insanely, you know, paranoid, strong person just because she knows the truth about the future and all that stuff. So there's a cause for it, but there is no reason why this female, out of all these people in the ghettos of this dystopia, is the most amazing fighter of all time. You know, it's just, I don't buy it. It's not plausible.